I'm excited and I feel relaxed and I'm ready to party!
Welcome to the podcast of those two girls.
Here we go.
Cheers to the frickin' weekend.
I'll drink to that.
How old is that song?
It's a very old song, isn't it?
What do you reckon?
Well, let's get into a new radio show.
Hold on, no, slow down.
Damn it.
Apparently, wait, we're going to look this up now that Lisa's asked.
Oh, Aaron 2011? Reckons it's 11. I reckon it's 13.
Let me think.
Aaron was right.
Oh,
I didn't even get a guess.
2011.
How do you know that, as? You know something happened in your life that you remember that song.
I just know things.
He was celebrating the weekend.
You know what? 2011, I was doing nothing. I had a one-year-old. That's why I don't know. That time of life is a blur.
You actually didn't have a one-year-old. You were pregnant.
Sorry, what did you say?
In 2011.
2011?
Yeah.
What did you say?
I was 31.
Oh, no, you're wrong. I was getting... Oh.
You were pregnant.
What did you say? That time of life was what?
A blur. What a band.
I was getting confused. I was thinking our youngest were born in 2011, but they were 2013.
No, 2011, I had a...
Yeah, there's a block of time in those baby years where it was just Peppa Pig. That's it. I did nothing else with my life.
Here's today's show. We hope you enjoy it.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Here we go.
Good morning.
Glorious last day of the week. And have I got an excellent workplace story to lead you into it. So, a pregnant woman whose lunch kept getting stolen has had the food thief fired. Now, we've all worked in an office where you've put your delicious lunch in the fridge and you go there and it's gone, right? Well, this kept happening to the lady, and it so happened that her husband was a chef. Right? So her lunches were especially delicious.
Okay.
She noticed it was getting swiped, so she put a note on the tub saying, "This meal has been lovingly prepared by my chef husband. If you'd like to get in on the act, he's happy to make you lunch too. You just have to pay him for it."
Sure.
So a few people in the office put their hands up and said, "Yes, please, we'll get, let's call him Manu. We'll get your husband Manu to make us lunch," right? However, the pregnant lady's lunch still kept being stolen. So here's IT to the rescue, because there were cameras in the kitchen. IT caught the thief in action, but that's not how it came to be known. The lady who was stealing the lunch was actually an executive level, and she was up for a promotion. And when the interview was happening, during the PowerPoint slide presentation on her, the IT person put the slide of her nicking the food in the presentation. So all of HR saw that she was actually...
A klepto
lunch thief, and she got the sack.
Oh, my God!
Rightly so.
Isn't that extreme?
That's extreme.
That is rightly so, though, because that is a serious behavioural issue.
Also, Scotty, your carrots and hummus in the fridge lately. Have you noticed they've been nibbled at?
We need to talk about that, too. You need to stop eating the same type of food over and over again.
Don't touch them. Why? Because you're running out of...
I thought it tasted delicious.
Oh, it's you. I thought it was Klepto-Carlo.
No. I will say it to your face that I'm about to steal your food.
I'm fine with
That's
Sarah
true,
doing
she
it.
Will.
I'm completely fine
Why
with
do you
Sarah
think Scott's
it.
Taken to buying 2 kilo boxes of Sultana brand? It's because he knows you hoe in.
I just don't know why you are actually like a toddler. Like, you will only eat the same foods over and over again.
Then don't steal it.
But she likes it.
I just want you to add a bit of variety to your
for
life.
For you, not for me.
Yes. Sarah, it comes as no surprise to our listeners that, you know, we have to pitch a lot of news stories to put this incredible show together day in, day out.
Now, and a lot don't make the cut.
A lot don't, because a lot really aren't that great, if I'm honest. But I don't want them to go to waste any longer.
No.
So I thought of something that we can do, an opportunity for us to get all the stories we couldn't get across the line on air. Without further ado...
Wheel of News!
All right, Sarah, what's on the wheel this week?
Okay. A boy, aged 4, devastated after taking goldfish Nemo out of tank to cuddle as he slept. Oh dear.
My interest is piqued. What else?
I mean, it's very possible the headline of the story are the same thing on that one.
I don't need your negativity on the Wheel of News.
What's another
Scott?
Headline?
Get ready. Signs point to a new attack on the Eucharist coming soon.
Ooh, an attack on the Eucharist just before Easter.
Sounds like a good movie.
Genius. Tourist, age 30, falls off a yacht and survives in dangerous swell for 3 hours after creating a makeshift life jacket out of his trousers.
Is it MacGyver?
Could be.
Okay, what else? Fourth
headline. Last one on the wheel this week. Woman is attacked by jaguar after climbing over a fence near its enclosure at an Arizona zoo so she could take a selfie.
Oh. Okay, are we ready to spin that wheel? What's it going to land on? Because that's the story we'll be deep diving into. And by we, I mean Sarah. Wow, that's quite the spin.
We've got budgeted this hour. Look at that wheel.
Okay, what's it landed on?
It's landed on the 30-year-old fella who fell off a yacht and made a life jacket out of his trousers.
I want to hear more. Where did he fall?
Well, a
what
German
ocean?
Tourist managed to survive lost at sea using his jeans as a makeshift life jacket to help keep him afloat.
How?
Rather. Well, his name was Helga. And he'd been paid.
That's a woman's name.
No, his sister's name is Anna. And, oh no, that's a brother too. Oh God. He's been paid to sail a 12-metre yacht from Auckland to Brazil when he fell from the yacht 28 k's from Tolaga Bay. Now, we all know where that is. It's near New Zealand. I was dragged next to the boat for 1 or 2 seconds down in the water, but then the rope got loose, luckily, and I was floating in the water not wearing any life jacket, just my shirt, my jeans. That was all, he said. Hang on, I've got to scroll down. His brother jumped to action, but by the time he got a line and life jacket into the water, the swell, there was too much space between them.
Yeah.
So the brother started to get to him, but the swell was 3 metres high.
That's big.
Okay? He couldn't reach the life jacket in a moment of life or death. There was panic, and he remembered a survival tactic he'd seen the US Navy SEALs do.
Bear Grylls.
Took a deep breath, took out his jeans, made knots at the end of the legs.
Yes.
Inflated the jeans.
No way.
Pulled it over the water and got air inside, then pushed it underwater, and he improvised a life vest. And he was at sea for 3 hours.
I'm not struggling to see why this one got rejected this week.
Oh, come
Why?
On.
That's amazing.
US Navy SEALs. I mean, take your jeans off,
Sarah,
right now. I'm going to get
if
in.
And
we'll see if this can work.
Don't say that.
Well, I mean, you know, for an experiment.
He's going to call HR on you.
Well, he's got boxes on.
I don't need to see Scott's boxes at this hour. This is an amazing. Scott,
this is those two
we could
girls.
Have saved someone's life.
Somebody will remember this. You know what? Someone's going to fall overboard and they'll be like, you know, they won't attribute it to the US Navy SEALs.
No,
they'll attribute it to Lise and Sarah.
You're welcome.
Yeah, the biggest problem is no one's listening anymore. It's those two girls.
What a burn.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Here comes the one, na 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 na.
I'm only one word away.
Just one,
just one,
just one.
Are you okay with people hearing
that?
Like, are you okay with that?
Not really.
Yeah, cool.
But it does beg the question, can we guess the song by title and artist just by hearing one word of its lyrics?
It's currently a tie.
It is
between
one apiece.
Lise and me.
It's actually that simple. I play you one word of a song.
Yeah.
And then you guys have to buzz in and title and artist. Let's test your buzzers. If Lise buzzes in first, it'll sound like this. And if it's Sarah. Okay.
I feel like lots of people in their cars are like screaming at us for this because it takes us a little while to get them. So play along by all means if you think you're better than us.
You will be. All right, here we go. The first word from the one word song game sounds like this.
I don't even know what that says.
In the dark. Sarah. Like a heart, nothing breaks like a heart by Mark Ronson and Miley Cyrus.
I didn't even hear it. Say it again. Do it again.
I'm going to put this is. This
world can hurt. But what was the word?
Hurt.
Not bad.
There you go. Sarah already on the board. This really is your game.
Don't talk too soon.
Producer Aaron, are you sure she didn't see those answers?
I did. I was too busy talking to Scott.
All right. Word number two. First one to buzz in. Here we go.
New Rule instituted. Yes. You don't get that one. You say the song by title
and
artist.
Don't you have to sing into it?
No, you say the song by title and artist. The song by title and artist is...
I don't know. I would have got there.
Lee's, here it is again.
Nirvana.
Oh, yes.
Teen Spirit. Smells like Teen Spirit.
Oh, good on you. Good on you. So I actually would have forgot. Yeah, I couldn't have got that.
Oh, God. I was so just close. I was digging into my 14-year-old semi-goth self. I went deep. I went back to that place.
You went to that dark place.
I went to that dark place when I was wearing a back black brace and the oversized dark clothing worked to my favour.
Here we go. With the new rule instituted, as soon as you hit your buzzer, you've got to have your title and artist. This is it. Whoever gets this wins today's game. Oh, God.
Oh, my God. I know
it. If we can't sing it, we can't get it.
Three. Two, one.
It's hard without singing it.
You're lucky that producer Aaron's given me a fourth song here.
What was that one?
It's na 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 na. Oh no, I wouldn't have even seen that.
Brittany. Oops, I did it again.
I miss her.
Okay. Yeah, we have to sing it. That's a stupid
She's
rule.
She's still alive.
Also, FYI, do you know she has tiny furniture in her house?
No.
Like, people are losing their minds because she has tiny little doll furniture everywhere in her house.
Honestly, if
and
this wasn't...
And people have theories about what the tiny little furniture is for.
Like what?
Okay, so she's really into fairies, so people think that she leaves tiny furniture out for fairies. Other people think that it's for her miniature dogs, and other people think it's for her niece who has American dolls. You know those dolls?
Okay. All right.
Just so you know, if this wasn't a tiebreaker, you would have got a point for that bit of of trivia that you brought to the show.
Look it up on her Instagram.
For the fairies?
Tiny little bits of furniture, all types of furniture, couches, tables, chairs, all dotted throughout her house.
All right, here we go. The tiebreaker. One word, song game. Your word is...
Love Shack by the B-52s.
Oh, yes!
Sarah wins.
Guys, I don't know if five songs is necessary.
Well, apparently it is to get a winner.
The aim of the game is not to wait until Sarah finally gets one right. Going by that, if we went off three songs, I would have won. And again, you favour Sarah.
How? You didn't. You got
wait,
one
how?
Point.
I got you got one point. Point.
Yeah, I got
and so
one
did
point.
Sarah.
Okay, so it's still a two break. Apiece.
It's a tie break.
It's got a tie break, please.
Yeah, but then why did we go to five songs? Why
because
didn't we go to four
got
songs?
The third or the fourth tie break. We didn't get it. Were you here? Were you in the studio?
With Lise and Sarah, this is those two girls who are currently in the bathroom. Lise and Sarah, are you there?
Yeah, we go everywhere together, but there's a purpose for us being in the bathroom. That's why it's a little bit echoey in here.
Well, yes, today is the day that I introduce Sarah to my beloved neti pot. I've actually bought you your own. Mm-hmm. Now, my neti pot is vastly different to yours. You have the genie lamp variety, mm-hmm. a little blue plastic teapot, if you will, with a spout. That's the one you're going to be using. I have a different version. It's like an upright drink bottle.
Like a sippy cup.
Like a sippy cup with a bit more of a spout.
So you're going to show me how to put this up a nostril.
Okay.
And drip it through your sinuses so it comes out the other side. And I mean, if there's any, if you can imagine how sexy this vision will be.
It's going to get messy. Okay. Mm. You need to be prepared for it. I don't want you to panic. You've got to be calm.
Yep.
You're not going to drown. You're not going to choke. You don't have to hold your breath.
Yep.
Now, the first thing you need to do, Sarah, I'm going to talk you through it. So which nostril are you going to start
I'll
with?
I'll go right nostril because I'm right-handed.
So spout so in right nostril. Okay, wait, I haven't talked you through it. Remy, I mean, what? I'm calling you my child's name because you're as annoying. Okay, so you've got the nostril up your schnoz.
I don't think my nostril's big enough.
No, it's all right. It's just at the entrance to it. Then you're going to tilt your head. Wait. you need to have your mouth open to create the passageway. You need to lean over the basin, okay? Tilt your head slightly and just pour. Don't open your mouth.
Now?
Yes, go for it. Just let it, give it some time. Give it, open your mouth. Sarah, you panicked. You've got to create, now think about it. It has to go through your nasal cavities and out the other end. So give it some time. Open your mouth. Pour it. Sarah. Don't spit.
Terrible.
Okay, pour it. Yes. Give, open. Open the mouth. Yes, out it comes. Out it comes. Yes. Okay, but you've got to provide. It's got...
Oh, please, it's not relaxing at all.
It is. I just don't think you're doing... Look, I'm going to demonstrate.
Sorry.
I'm going to show you how it's done.
Sorry for you.
And I'm going to be able to talk through it, I reckon, because I've done this so many times.
Lise, did anything colourful come out of Sarah's mouth or was it pretty boring?
No, nothing came out because she didn't give it enough time. You've got... it's got to be like a continuous... How good does it feel when you blow your nose, though? Like, does it feel clean?
It feels better than that stuff going through it.
Okay, ready?
I'll try it again this after is mine. You do it.
Here we go. I'm going to go left nostril. Okay. Don't make me laugh. Okay, here we go. Try that.
You sound like a fish gasping for breath.
Hold on, it's going to come out.
If you are curious, you are listening to Lise and Sarah use a neti pot on air.
I mean, did you see that? Don't vomit, Sarah. Why is it making you gag?
I don't know. It makes me uncomfortable. I mean, I can see. Now I just sound more congested than... No, I don't.
Try mine and I'll try yours.
Oh, my God.
I feel that mine allows for a lot more... I mean, look.
The full video of this is going to be on our socials, at Lise and Sarah on Instagram. Sarah, could I just get a verdict? Is neti potting a thing?
I mean, it's a thing, but I think it requires practice.
It does.
And also, I'd never let a lover... see me.
You've just let the whole country.
At Lise and Sarah on Instagram is where you can see the video.
I mean, it's a remarkable thing to see the water come out the other. It's like you're at Niagara.
There are some things you see that can't be unseen, and that's up there with one of them.
An Australian radio first, two people neti potting live on air.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Sarah, I'm most displeased with my youngest son.
No, I don't believe it. He's such an angelic child.
Well, he's not.
He looks at me with those big blue eyes and I could just swim in them. He is adorable.
I mean, you have imprinted on him strangely, but I'm telling you, I know he looks like a cherub. A cherubic angel, but he's not. He has a potty mouth of late. I don't know where it's come from.
I don't believe it. Probably you. Have you met yourself?
But I don't know. I'm not very happy with him, and I'll tell you what happened. Yesterday afternoon, they got off the bus, climbed up the stairs of the front of the house. I had afternoon tea. What are you laughing at, Scott? I like giving descriptions so people can play along. I had afternoon tea laid out on the front table for them.
What was her afternoon day?
Lammo's. That's Lamington's. We sat down as a family and I said, tell me about your day. And Maxim, my five-year-old preppy, said, well, I got into trouble today. And I said, oh, dear, what happened? You're only in week five of prep. How is this happening already? And he said, Mum, I made a bad choice about who to sit next to on the mat, because they often talk about making good choices, sit beside somebody that won't distract you, mm-hmm. which is wonderful. Mm-hmm. So my nine-year-old piped up and said, you've got to sit next to a girl, Maxie. Sit next to a girl. They never distract. And I said, excellent. Excellent advice there. So I said to Maxie, what did your teacher say to you? Did she rouse at you? What did she say to you when she got you in trouble? And he looked at me with those baby eyes.
Yeah.
He said, she said, you're an asshole. And it took all of my mum powers to not burst out laughing. And I just looked at him and I said, she did not say, you're an asshole. You go to a lovely little primary school where teachers don't swear at their students. I said, she probably thought you're an asshole. That goes without saying, but she didn't. And I said, wash your mouth out with soap for starters. Then it progressed to Remy talking about bullies and what they would do in a fight, if they were ever in a fight with bullies, which is their biggest fantasy at the moment, what they would do. And then Maxie looked at his brother and said, would you kick him in the dick?
Lisa, you can't say that.
Can I?
Oh, my God.
I mean,
God.
What do I do with this child, Sarah?
I don't believe it's the same child that I know, that I want to adopt into my own family.
I don't know. He's testing the limits. We don't speak like that in our family. I mean, he must have heard me say that to Dane.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
You have to watch one children's show for the rest of your life. What is it?
What a question.
Operation Ouch.
I was about to say the same thing, Lisa.
We're deep into that.
Deep into Operation Ouch. Have you seen it, Scott? You probably haven't because you're not into ABC 3.
But I should be.
Yeah, I think you would like it.
Yeah,
I think
it's I would two doctors. They're twins. And
it's not a cartoon,
British,
though.
And they go around talking to kids and getting them out of pickles when, like, they've got a pee up their nose.
Oh, or, I would love that.
Yeah, it's
you know
great.
What my kids have cottoned on to? They're like, Mum, how many kids are stupid enough to put little bits of Lego up their nose or in their ear canal?
Oh, come on, a lot.
Yeah, I put...
So many. Every episode, there's a kid that has something down an ear canal
When I was little, I rubbed together pieces of tissue and put them up my nostril.
Why?
Because I was four, and when you've got, you know, you've got a hole in a place that you can shove something up, then...
It seems to be like that would never occur to me.
Oh, Liz, you ate rhinoceros beetles when you were little.
Yeah, I know, but that's at least, that's got edge. It's not tissue up my nose.
A bit of sorbent.
I was like, I may as well just try it. Imagine that. And, you know, the motivation was just to scare the bejesus out of Mum.
Do you know what? Do you
and
know what
geez,
mine would
it
be?
Worked.
One kid's show for the rest of my life.
What?
I think we've talked about this before. The story of Liz Carlaw's childhood.
You believe you might
oh,
be
it's...
an old girl to be tough.
Coraline.
It's Madeline.
Oh,
Coraline.
Coraline.
The cleaner.
I'm Madeline. I'm Madeline. I may be very small. I'm Madeline.
I would also add Rugrats. I could happily watch Rugrats.
Rugrats.
Over and
yeah,
over
Rugrats
again.
Yeah, Rugrats is good. I watched that as a teenager.
Yeah.
Hey, Arnold. Arnold.
What about Alf? Could watch Alf too.
Yes, but I don't know if that's a kids like I know
now.
Children watched it, but I feel like it's a sitcom.
Where do we draw where do we draw the line of kids?
Well, I guess it's well, I don't know, you tell me. What are you looking at there?
I mean, the obvious one that I think we've all forgotten.
You're my guy. No, Scott. Enough with Home and Away. Do you know, it's like you're like the people that that come onto trends so long after they ever existed.
I can't believe you're 29 and this is the year. 29 and this is the year
that
you've discovered Home and Away.
I'm walking on air now that I know they're there.
Who do you like? What's going on with
it
the?
It wasn't even the Kate Ritchie years that you were watching.
You can't say her name now. We've got to finish the podcast.
Well, that was a podcast of Those Two Girls.